Okay, our friends. We are reading from the Bluey More 5-Minute Stories book. There are 6 stories in this one book, but we have actually read several of them previously. We still wanted to look at the pictures and read them again, but friends, I know you probably would like to hear the new ones. The next story in this book that we have not yet read is called Yoga Ball. So if you will turn to page 105, you may follow along with us as we read Yoga Ball. It was written by Joe Brum, and it is read today by Mommy and Beans the cat. I'm so glad that I have you with me. I do like a good snuggly cat. Are you ready, Beans? He says, okay, good, excellent. Yeah. Okay, yes, Beans has got his soft blankies, and he's very relaxed. I hope you have your soft blankies, and you are relaxed, too. Yeah, he's usually way more active than this, but it's nighttime, and it's time to go to bed. So we're settling down with our soft blankies. Are you ready? Here we go. Dad is working from home. He doesn't have time to play, but Bluey and Bingo have other ideas. As soon as he stands up, you see, he's sitting on a yoga ball at his desk doing his work. And as soon as he stands up to go to the printer to get his whatever it is printed, he turns around and plops down because they have moved his yoga ball. And I don't think he appreciated that very much. He says, hey, don't even think about it, calls Dad as he chases after Bluey and Bingo. You little rats, jokes Dad.
Why do you sit on a giant green ball? Asks Bluey.
Because I wrecked my back changing your nappies, answers Dad. And he gives her a bounce and she boing, boing, boing
on the yoga ball. It does look like fun, doesn't it?
I want a tan,
says Bingo. And so Dad bounces Bingo, boing, boing, boing. But the ground feels a long way down for her. Oh dear, her eyes got very large when she looked at it. Bingo is feeling a little dizzy.
Okay, now beat it. I've got to get to work, Dad says.
But Bluey wants to keep playing.
Oh, Yoga Ball, you need to sleep, says Bluey. You must be so tired. That Big Daddy has been sitting on you all day.
And they have taken the ball and put it into her bed and put a big, beautiful hat on it. It's a beautiful yoga ball now, I suppose.
Bully, which tattoo should I get? Asks Bingo. Do you like the unicorn or the rainbow?
And she's got a sheet that has tattoos on them. I would like to point out that many times yoga balls will not respond when you ask them questions on account of they're not alive. But this particular one, the girls are talking to anyways.
There it is,
says the dad. He's been looking for it. And he snatches it away from them. The girls laugh.
Can we play delivery chair?
Bluey asks.
No,
says Dad.
Please,
says Bluey. And she gives her puppy dog eyes to him. And he says,
all right, Dad sighs. That please face gets me every time.
Yay! Bingo! Delivery chair!
Cheers, Bluey. And that delivery chair, they say that because it's a chair that has wheels and you can kind of push it around, you know? Have you seen those kinds of chairs that have wheels on them?
Yeah.
Dad needs to get these 2 packages delivered. First, he stamps each one. And the 2 packages, by the way, are Bluey and Bingo. And they giggle as he stamps them. Next, they need delivering to Mogadishu. I don't know where that is, but it sounds like it's a far way away from where we are. Dad inspects the first package.
Marked fragile, he says. Better be careful then.
And he picks her up and throws her on the bed.
And here's the second package.
And Bingo flies through the air. The bed seems a long way down. She doesn't look so excited about that one.
Okay, delivery over. Now I got to get back to work, says Dad.
Oof, says Bingo as she flaps on the bed. Sometimes being thrown on the bed is fun, but sometimes it's scary, huh? Do you ever think that? Bluey and Bingo want to keep playing.
Can we quickly play that game where you roll the ball down the hole and we jump out of the way?
Asks Bluey.
Oh, you mean Raiders?
Asks Dad.
All right, says Dad. Maybe a quick game.
And the girls say, yeah, Raiders!
They call it Raiders because of a movie called Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's an Indiana Jones movie. And that main character, Indiana Jones, has to kind of dodge a very big ball that rolls at him. He gets out of the way, though.
You ready? Asks Dad. Okay, go!
And he rolls the ball down the hall, and the girls have to dive out of the way, and they barely make it, and then they laugh because it's so much fun, and they say, again! And Bluey and Bingo race down the hall again. This time, Bluey dives into a doorway, but the ball is going too fast for Bingo. Oof, she says.
Okay, game over. I have to do some work, says Dad.
Bingo isn't feeling very good.
Walk it off, sport,
he says to her. Bingo needs some time alone. And she is not feeling happy, and she finds a place where she can sit and maybe have a good cry, which sometimes happens. Mom finds Bingo and wants to know what the matter is.
Dad's playing too rough with me,
Bingo explains.
Yeah, he does play too rough sometimes, doesn't he?
Says Mom.
Did you use your big girl bark?
Asks Mom.
No, because I don't have a very good big girl bark.
Says Bingo. Really? Show me.
Ruff.
Well, that's all right. Just do it bigger, Mom tells her.
Ruff.
Bigger,
says Mom.
Ruff.
Whoa, there it is. Come on, let's go talk to your dad.
Bingo has something she'd like to tell you, says Mom.
Sometimes you play a bit too rough with me,
Bingo tells Dad.
Oh, really? Sorry, Buster, I didn't realize,
he replies.
Sometimes I forget you're younger than your sister.
I'm just gonna get better at using my big girl bark,
says Bingo.
Well, let's practice,
says Dad, and he bounces her on the yoga ball.
Is this rough okay?
He asks.
Yes!
Bingo replies,
and what about this?
Asks Dad, and he bounces her higher. And then she says,
rough.
Okay, too rough. And now I know.
Dad needs to get back to work,
but something is missing.
Hey, where's my ball?
Oh my, how rude. Can't you see that I'm on the toilet?
Says the ball, who is in fact on the toilet. Bluey has taken her there and put her back on the toilet with that big purple hat that she was wearing earlier. And now she's got tattoos on her too, both the unicorn and the rainbow. How nice it must be to be that yoga ball who doesn't want to be interrupted while she's on the toilet. Get a yoga ball, me neither. And that, our dear friends, is... Do you want to say meow meow? No?
Meow.
Okay, meow. There you go. The end.
Oh, you're purring.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.